Would you care for another schnitzelgruben?
15 is my limit on schnitzelgruben.
Oh, if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.
He's going to be very popular.
Mother of God.
Give my creation life!
Hello and welcome to Pure Life Podcast.
Yokosa. Welcome.
Welcome. Your dose for all things travel.
Food.
And leisure. Mm-hmm. We are your hosts. My name is Don Meyer.
And my name is Ari Meyer.
And thank you once again for joining us. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for spending time with us.
Domo arigatou gozaimasu. There's a reason why I'm speaking more Japanese this episode.
I was going to say, you're getting really into the Japanese language. And there is a good reason, which is...
Which is, I just got back from Japan. Tokyo. And I'm just super, super excited about talking about and then sharing this information about the latest attraction. It opened in Tokyo on February 1st of this year.
Wow, just recently.
It's called Tokyo Toyosu, Toyosu Manyo Club. Manyo is spelled Manyo, and it's in Tokyo. It's in Toyosu, and this place is basically, I think it's great for the locals and the foreigners and the, you know, travelers.
All right.
It's onsen, so it's a hot spring that they draw this water from Hakone and then Yugawara. There's so many hot springs that are great in Japan, but two really popular, you know, onsen area that they carry this onsen water in a tankurori.
Tankurori.
Tankurori ってなんだよ?
I think that's a tanker truck.
Yes, thank you. So that's how they transport the actual real hot spring.
So it's, you know, the hot mineral waters that come bubbling up from
stuff.
The... Yeah.
It's transported to this location. It's in the heart of Tokyo.
Okay.
And like I said, it's brand new. It's just opened up. You can go there for day spa or you can stay. There's a hotel.
All right, let's dive right into it. So number one, how did you find this place?
My dad was talking about it, and I researched about it. And initially, we were all going to go, visiting my parents, and then let's find a place where all of us can enjoy.
Yeah, something
and
healthy,
yeah,
nice,
something
natural
healthy
hot springs.
And relaxing and good food. And so this place is not only, if you really want to like experience traditional Japan, you can go to Kyoto, the ancient capital, or you can cruise around Tokyo. But this place has, in my opinion, the hot spring, the massages, the relaxation room, and food is really, really good.
Nice.
It's on the first floor, and it's almost like a hawker center, but it's covered space, and a lot of restaurants just cluster in this one location. But it's this part of this Manyo Club, this whole location.
So is this like a resort? Is it a high rise? Is it
It's a building that is like a 11 floor high, and on the bottom floor it's got the section right across from this. I don't know if you can say from, it's on the spot, on the first floor, where there are tons of, you know, different kinds of, like from sushi to skewers to okonomiyaki to...
So it's all food on that first floor.
Yeah, on the first, and then there's a souvenir, pretty decent size, store where they sell Japanese sake, these little, like a Japanese, that the pouches that... goes well with yukata.
Right.
I don't think you can wear yukata. They sell handkerchief, some like a lip balm, just a traditional Japanese, like a souvenirs.
Yeah.
That some sake, like a set, glasses. It looked really interesting, and it was. And it's just a brand new kind of like, you know, hot attractions, one of them, that just opened up. And I saw a lot of locals. I actually stayed overnight.
Oh, nice.
And so I wanted to just to soak, you know, soak it in the whole atmosphere and experience what this place has to offer.
Very cool.
And so anyway, it's got, I think on the seventh floor is the front, the check-in. And it's kind of confusing. If you park the car, it's on the basement, and then you take a
elevator
mm-hmm. and there are two, like, an entrance, two elevators. The one on the right, on the floor where the restaurants are mm-hmm. and the souvenir store. The one on the right is to the foot bath that people who are just visiting there can all go.
Is it like a kiss of fish? Or
no,
is it?
Darn. They're not fish. That's eating and nibbling the
on your
dead skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is
that's a treat. I mean, that's a special experience.
That's another thing. I know in another episode we can talk about that. But and then the elevator on the left, it actually goes to the front desk, which is on the seventh floor, and restaurants are on the. That are for the guests. Mm-hmm. That I think day pass users can also go there. They're not the bar, but all like a buffet okay. on one side. And then there's an a la carte restaurant on the right, on the same floor, which is on the fifth floor. And then Daiyokujo, the hot spring, and Roten. The kind of open space, right? Mm. The hot spring, it's on the sixth. Within the hot spring, you can also get the akasuri, which is, I guess it's a Korean that you use this cloth and you just
like a scrub.
Rub. So you are placed on this, like a massage
like
a table.
Exfoliation
yeah,
scrub.
Exfoliate.
Yeah.
You can get that. There is a sauna, then there is a salt room.
Ooh.
That they have a pure salt that it's in this hot, like a humid, like a sauna room.
Yep.
That you just, you know, apply whatever the amount that you want. Then you let the salt melt. And it's just all part of this hot spring. It's got a huge, like a changing area, tons of locker rooms for the hotel guests as well as the day trip, you know, users.
Right.
And then for ladies, you really don't need to bring in much except for your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
That it's got a cleanser, shampoo, conditioner,
yeah,
comb,
everything.
Hair dryer.
Yeah.
Oh, and then another nice thing is you check in at the front desk. And for those of you, and even for those day trip, day pass users, they give you robe or the yukata, the mm-hmm. Japanese, and as well as the two-piece, like a set. It's with the zubon, so it's a pant,
mm-hmm.
right, for you to relax. So the whole time, you're just going to put, if it's a day pass, put your regular clothes in this locker room, and you change into this either yukata or the two-piece set. And
so you shed your kind of city clothes, if you will, and you
right.
kind of immerse yourself in this relaxation kind of mode with a nice yukata. You got your pants and everything is just about relaxation, right?
Yes. So just to kind of, I also wanted to, at the beginning, talk about how you get there,
yeah,
which
good
is
point.
Probably very useful information.
So this is in Tokyo, right?
Yeah, Tokyo. Toyosu. And Toyosu is also a fish market.
Right, right. Yeah, there's like right, a wholesale market. Yeah, yeah.
So you get really good quality sushi. Oh,
yeah,
there's
I bet.
A sushi restaurant, like I said, on the first floor
mm-hmm.
with a bunch of the restaurants are. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, how to get there.
There.
Yeah. So if you're going there by train, you can either go from Tokyo. So if you're coming from Tokyo, Tokyo Station, you go to Shinbashi, which is a JR. And then you get to this station that you need to get off. It's called Shijomae Station.
Shijomae. Mm-hmm.
By Yurikamome. I think that's the line that you take.
Okay.
From either Shinbashi, or you can get it from Toyosu, which is the subway.
Right.
And then to get to the same, you get on the Yurikamome. And then we also going to write a blog about this. So hopefully, for those of you who are listening and you're interested in going there, you can take a look at a blog, and then it's going to have more information on
it. Yeah, and some pictures
but,
and such
yeah.
as well.
So, or you can, you have a driver, you can get there. The parking is on the basement, B1. And it cost, you know, the yen is
right now,
so cheap.
Yeah, for us traveling from the U.S., yeah.
Yes, for those of us who are traveling from the United States or Canada, well, U.S. dollars, I should say. Yeah, not Canada, U.S. yeah. The rate was around 149 yen to one U.S. dollar. So it just kind of fluctuated, but it kind of stayed right around there. So overnight, it includes, you know, just a little thing, the tax or the hot spring or here and there. And then the rate per night includes breakfast. It's a buffet, but it's a Japanese style or, well, actually both. It's a really nice buffet station that you get a wide variety of choices. If you want the sushi bowl, you can put the rice on the bottom and you can make your own sushi for breakfast.
So like a donburi style?
Yeah, like a donburi.
Nice.
And then there are the scrambled eggs, the sausages, so the more like American style, the coffee station, of course, ocha. And then you also get this, do you know the plate that has a lot of like a squares that you can put so many things? It's almost like an appetizer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a big plate, but you but make your own.
Like compartments on the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a miso soup. So buffet style, good breakfast. This price that I'm going to give you, it's just going to give you an idea.
Mm-hmm.
But overnight with dinner, we went to the a la carte. Did I have a cocktail? For two people, one person didn't eat, didn't drink alcohol.
Okay.
So it was more like a udon cha. Have a curry rice, soba, couple, you know, one appetizer or so, two drinks. And so this price includes that. It's about $370. Overnight.
For overnight.
Yeah. So it costs the, it includes the cost of a hotel for one room.
Mm-hmm.
The all the usage of the facilities that they provide.
Right.
And breakfast. And the dinner was, the a la carte place wasn't like outrageous. We went for lunch separately downstairs, and that's paid separate to each, you know, the restaurant, right, that we go to. But you can kind of like a sample, a skewer here, and you can have a dessert there. Oh, my God, they have amazing, like, ice cream, like a made in Hokkaido.
Oh, wow.
Like a soft serve, which we tried was great. And then they have some cake shop. Then they have sushi. They have okonomiyaki. They have drinks. All kinds.
So it's really, kind of an oasis, if you will.
Yeah.
It's just like right
like
there.
Like a good sample of what you can expect from, you know, Japan.
Right, right.
Yeah. So it's really fun. It's really easy, relaxing, good choices of food. Great hot spring.
So you get a bit of a break from the hustle and bustle of,
yes,
Tokyo. You get to kind of step inside this like relaxing kind of oasis.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a yukata. You've got, you know, the onsen kind of feel. You've got the hot springs right there. Sauna. massages. Man, it sounds incredible.
Yeah, and then which floor was it? It was just dedicated to, I think, the fourth floor and the third floor. They have a Balinese oil, like a massages, the Thai-style massages, Ashinotsubo, the pressure point. Mm-hmm. I went with the Chinese. Oh, God, I threw away the brochure. But, yeah, there are several, like, menus. It's available at the check-in. Yeah. So, anyway, the one that I chose was the Chinese style. Is that the old body, like a massage. You don't need to go down naked. Mm. You keep your clothes on. They put a towel, like over your head, over your shoulders, and then you get to choose different, like a 30 minutes to 60 minutes to, you know, longer. Mm-hmm. And different parts. You can just use, you know, the certain parts of body only, or like a whole body. So I did the whole body, but focusing on the stressed area.
Right, right.
And it was amazing. I think we did 50 minutes, and it was 6,600 yen per person.
Oh, wow, that's under 60 bucks.
Oh, way less.
Wow.
Like more like a 40. Well, again, the exchange rate is so good. So I thought that was so worth it. That's... The lady who, the masseuse, was, she was so nice.
And how long was this massage?
50.
Again? Jeez.
50 minutes.
Wow.
And then, like I said, you don't need to leave this place, right? You just go to a different floor.
And there's different,
and then,
different sauna or spa type of activities on the different floors?
Yeah, so like I said, like, what did I say? The third floor and then the fourth floor were dedicated to like a spas and the massages. And then there's a relaxation room. There's a dark room, reading room, library kind of place, which is on the second floor. Then in this open, you know, hot spring. It's closed and then also open air, all in one section.
Very
and then,
cool.
like I said, sauna, the salt room. And there's another supposed to be good for your skin, you know, the beauty, right? Like a section where you're going to sweat. And then...
So skincare...
Not the skincare.
Okay.
But it's... Like bring out your impurities.
Your pores, like clear your pores and stuff like that.
Oh, and
like
then
that.
There was a clay mask, if I wasn't mistaken.
Man, this place got everything.
And just the spacing was excellent. Tons of space.
Mm.
The locker room is tons of, you know, locker rooms and then changing section.
Mm-hmm.
And then, how do you call it? The bathroom where you're going to dry your hair, brush, and put the lotions on.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, that section was, I don't know, so many, like,
stations
sinks.
Or
yeah.
Yep.
And there are constantly people cleaning and changing the towels.
Yeah, I would imagine Japan's pretty on top of, you know, cleanliness. And
yeah, but then I went to another onsen that they just going to leave the towels pretty much like a whole afternoon, like a people as they go in and out, they don't necessarily constantly changing the rugs to dry
your foot
when
your
you come out
foot
of
towels
the onsen.
And stuff, yeah.
I mean, onsen is beautiful and everything, but this place is just so many staff members constantly like with the rollers, like a sticky rollers to pick up the hair from those, like a hair drying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
the, and when you're brushing
makeup,
and
yeah,
stuff like
stations,
that.
And then constantly changing towels and bringing out the new towels and super clean.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you get pampered. And the food is good. And the massage was excellent.
Fantastic.
And you can drink
and
do hot spray. We did three times.
Wow.
So, man.
So
I love this place. I just have to talk about it and share the information because initially when it just opened, it was kind of not that easy to get the information on the website.
Right.
So this place is cool, super fun, super relaxing, and it's just a wonderful way to, you know, experience Japan.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And it's brand new, right? It just opened up.
Yeah, and you don't need to go far. That's the whole point. So that's why the locals go, right?
Right.
Like, to your point, day trip. People maybe go after work to have a dip in the hot spring, yeah. and then instead of staying overnight, you kind of, you get to stay till late, I think. There are, like I said, several options
for you
to enter to this place, and different pricing for the children, and three and less, and elementary school, and middle school and up, I think, considered adult.
Man, it sounds incredible. So,
God, that was so good.
If you're going to be in Tokyo and you want a nice break from the hustle and bustle, you want to feel like you're dipping back into the old kind of relaxing traditional Japanese kind of experience, please check out this place. It's Toyosu Tokyo Toyosu Manyo Club.
And it's worth it.
Oh, fantastic.
It's fantastic. And for those of you who plan, we're planning a trip to Japan, and this time we just stayed in Tokyo.
I'm so jealous because you did this without me. So I definitely gonna do this when I go back to Japan. We're gonna have to take you, and you're gonna have to show me around.
I will go back to this place anytime.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Next time we're in Japan, you gotta take me here because I'm looking forward to it.
I will.
Awesome.
I know, it's like a one stop shop, right?
Well,
to enjoy food,
fantastic.
Hot spring, some
massages, and just kind of
view.
Let all the stresses die and disappear and just kind of you immerse yourself into an ultimate relaxation station in Tokyo. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good balance of, you know, you can go like a high-end restaurant hopping to shopping to, or like a street, like, you know, ramen, like a hole in a wall. You do different things, right? When you're in Tokyo, you can visit the shrines but then, okay, I want a hot spring. Go here. You don't need to go to different prefecture.
You got
to
get out of Tokyo. You got to get on the JR.
Yeah, on a
Shinkansen
or bullet train or none of that.
Couple hours later to get out there. Or just take the trains down to Toyosu, the Manyo Club. And man, you've got yourself a
Shijomae Station
experience.
Okay. All right. And then, like I said, we're going to also do a blog about this.
Yep,
so,
exactly. So be on the lookout.
Yep. So hope this was useful information.
Yeah.
Hope you will go there.
Yeah,
and
indeed.
Hope you like it.
Exactly. So on behalf of everyone here at Pure Life Podcast, thank you once again for joining us. Thanks for spending some time with us. And be sure in Tokyo to visit the Tokyo Toyosu Manyo Club.
Osusume desu. Highly recommended.
My accent not very good.
It's okay. It's
awesome.
Very good, very relaxing.
And
you will like it.
You will like it a lot. All right.
Yes.
So with that, go have a great one, everyone. We'll talk to you on the next podcast.
Bye-bye. Sayonara.
Sayonara.